From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with the latest in sports. Saturday saw the seventh and final round of regular season games in the 2020 CUC Primary Football League. We get the details now from Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller.
Play in the CUC Girls Primary Football League Under-11s continued as well with seventh-round games. Then CUC PFL Group B action Prospect Primary visited Red Bay Primary, and what a show it was for the spectators. Both games were, quote, truly excellent and great examples of what thrills and enjoyment primary school football can be to bring players and supporters alike. Red Bay's Under-9s were ferocious as they pestered and hurried their opponents for the full 40 minutes. In response, Prospect held their own for much of the game with some fine defending, but were unable to quell the, quote, burgundy wave. Red Bay's Jaden Miles opened the scoring in the 19th minute, and Trey Levi added a double in the 21st and 38th minutes to steal a 3-0 win and 3 points. In the Under-11 matchup, the same high intensity from both teams was apparent. Prospect's defense was up for the challenge and defended expertly as they continuously disrupted the barrage of Red Bay attacks. Red Bay's captain Seth Ebanks was the hero of the day as he scored a penalty in the 16th minute and finished off an attack that was the cause of an own goal in a 2-1 victory for Red Bay. In other Group B games, it was Cayman Prep 9A versus South Sound Schools that ended 4-0 Cayman Prep. Cayman Prep beat Southbound Schools 2-3 in the Under-11 match, and Theoline L. McCoy came out under Northeast Schools with a final score of 4-0 in the Under-11 as well. In Group A, it was Georgetown Primary versus Savannah Primary. Savannah took down Georgetown 2-0. Georgetown Primary versus Savannah Primary was a one-all draw in the Under-11s. St. Ignatius got 3 points up on Cayman Prep 9B in the Under-9s. It was a one-all draw in the St. Ignatius Catholic versus Cayman Prep Under-11 game. Cayman International School beat Truth for Youth 4-0 in the Under-9. Cayman International School beat Truth for Youth 4-0 in the Under-11s as well. In the CUC, GPFL Cayman Prep Blue edged out Cayman International School 1-0 to go to the top of the table thanks to a strike from Olivia Ridley in the 26th minute. In other CUC GPFL games, St. Ignatius beat Cayman Prep Red 4-0, Savannah Primary beat Georgetown 2-0, and Savannah Primary beat Sir John A. Cumber 4-0. The 2020 CUC PFL playoffs begin this Saturday with the quarterfinals at the Annex. Reporting for Radio K-Man Sport, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Big turnout for a big series of games at this weekend's Got Skills basketball tournament. Radio K-Man's Dion Anglin caught up with organizer Corey McGee at the court.
You know what, Dion? I was really surprised at the turnout for the people to come out and support the event. I was happy with the turnout. I was happy that the teams came out and they played hard and they gave 110%. They represented their schools very well. It was a great tournament. I had a good time.
What did you think of the competition you saw in the girls?
The women of Valor, they came out with a strong team. They're a good program. They produce good players on a regular basis, so they came out and played well tonight. But it says a lot about Cayman Islands female basketball, that it's on the rise. And we've got some talent here. We've got a lot of potential. So it's just about keep working hard and keep doing stuff like this so that people can see it and come out and support.
The competition you saw with the guys?
They played well. They played strong throughout the whole tournament. I had kind of idea that we would win because we practice every day. So we have that kind of advantage over the other teams. But other than that, it was a good tournament, and I'm glad everyone had a chance to play.
Are you going to make this an annual event?
You know what, Dean? I'm thinking about doing it every 3 months. Because we have the time, we have the space, and we obviously have the talent pool of players, and if the schools are supported, then I'll do it every couple months.
And what about the interactive sports park? Did you get a chance to take a look at what was happening out there?
I didn't, but my wife told me that it was fun. The people enjoyed the slam dunk and the foosball. So, you know, the weather was a bit crazy today, but we did get a chance to pull out a couple activities, so I'm happy with that.
John Gray snagged the top spot for the boys and women of Valor for the girls. And finally in sports, teams were in it to win it at this weekend's DMS Corporate Cup. Speaking at the event, Stuart Wright is with IRG International Realty Group, and he says his organization has been participating for the past 3 years.
There's a range of fantastic events from the 4x100 meter relay, the rifle shooting, the tug of war, the jousting, there's all sorts going on.
And this year was met with widespread enthusiasm, something positive to experience in an otherwise gloomy year. That's the latest in sports here on Radio K-Man. I'm Shanda Gallego.